Hour number two of Overtime Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Josh Stackhouse, Davis Rangy for one more hour right here on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. So we talked a little bit about different uniform concepts you would like to see. And then, Stack, you brought up what other colors can you incorporate. The only one that we could come up with that we hadn't already was the Pat Summit blue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any other colors that you can incorporate into that, because you can't incorporate a red. You might be able to do like a pink outline number like you would for the Pat Summit blue for like a breast cancer awareness game.
Not a fan of the orange and pink.
So the uniform that Adidas sent to Derek Dooley in 2012.
You sent me a picture of that, dude.
That was bad.
Yeah, horrible.
It would have looked better if it were orange numbers with a pink outline. No, they just sent pink numbers. We look like the Chiefs.
It looked weird. The orange will always wash out a pink, and the pink will just either dominate the orange or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like,
you just can't make that work.
No, it's just too it's too close. It's like, I hate when red and orange sits next to each other.
Right. It did look just exactly like the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm just so glad. I don't know how come those didn't ever come out. Did they just get them in time, or
which ones? The pink ones.
Yeah, the Chief ones.
Oh, Derek Dooley told him no, he's not going to wear them. But he straight up just said, no, I'm not going to make my team wear that.
His team probably said he didn't want to wear
them. Best coaching decision he made here.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't do red, blue, green, purple. Can't do yellow. Can't do teal. Can't do anything. Yeah, I think that's – you get to the bottom line of everything you can do. But I'm fine with that because, again, dude, I don't want to go overboard with the jerseys. I think that's enough to get somebody started with a plethora of different jersey combinations or designs.
Right.
Just to get something going. But I'm kind of with who was that? Is that Joe that said he liked the black uniforms?
Yes.
100%. I like the black way more than the gray, but I guess I'm in the minority in that idea, because Davis, you said you love the grays. I don't know. The gray just doesn't make the orange pop enough to me. Like, it almost dilutes it.
I thought the black was sick, but I didn't like that we used it in a day game, and you know we couldn't use it against Ole Miss either.
I get that.
Like, it was almost too much.
Yeah, Kiffin would have just trolled, and that would have, and especially since we lost the game, it was probably a. Looking back, it was a good idea, but I just wish we could have used it. And then we used it against Georgia, and we got our brains kicked in. But
man, do I wish we had more night games, dude. But that's what comes with being better. And we're getting there, and we'll have us a few night games, I think. And
especially now that we don't have – oh, man. Every time I see it, I get sick.
What?
The Big Ten with the SEC on CBS theme song.
Yo, that's actually a good point, dude, that you just brought up, because they made Buku's money, dude. $7 billion? Is that what I read?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely disgusting is what that was. Cannot believe they did that. Like, you have to change the song. Am I wrong, or am I just skewed?
No, it's
not.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. You got to change the song at least.
Really? I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It just seems weird. 100% by the end of the year, everyone's okay with it and it doesn't matter. It's just that initial idea of it. It's like when you see somebody go bald for the first time, like somebody that's like been balding, but then they're like, you know what? I'm just going to shave it off. And then you're like, but actually you kind of look good now. I get used to it. You just get used to it. This is not going
to
be that
you
big
just
of
get
deal.
Used to it.
You do. You eventually I mean they're going to make the video follow it. Like, they'll make it look good. So I don't know, like, I get the idea that people think it's going to be weird, but it's just not. Promise you. It's just not. It won't be that big of a deal.
It's not. Let's get back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Talk to our good friend, Fake Bob. What's up, Fake Bob?
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
Doing good.
So, what would y'all think of the away uniforms? Like, rolling with the black pants or gray, smoky grays to go with the white tops.
I would like black pants with a black helmet, orange tee.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I think it would look slick.
Because you remember Georgia did something. Again. Who was it? Yeah, it was Georgia. They did it against Florida in, like, the early 20-teens. And they had an alternate, and it looked really good.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't run the black against, like, South Carolina, but, like, Pittsburgh or LSU. Well, LSU would be wearing our home jersey. I forgot they wear away jerseys.
Oh, we're going to be wearing orange down there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it would look slick. And I'm all about all these uniform changes. I mean, I loved orange and white and stuff, but this new day and age, these kids love looking good, and if they look good, most times they play good. So,
well, Fake Bob, I just came up with an idea last hour with the navy blue and the cream, and then Stack helped me incorporate the idea. I just created a custom jersey. I'm going to send it to you here in a few minutes, and I want your thoughts on it.
All right, yeah, I'll look at it, and at least y'all don't have a quick trigger finger today like Bear does.
I mean, that's Bear.
Just don't have the energy to, like, press the button, to be honest.
On my way out, if y'all didn't know, state-run Jimmy said we play Rocky Top after every score. I'll let you think on that.
Well, appreciate that, Fake Bob. We do not play Rocky Top after every touchdown. After every touchdown, we play Down the Field, because Down the Field's our actual fight song. Rocky Top's not our fight song. Huh. Rocky Top's just a rally cry.
No, yeah. Don't they just sing it along to it, though?
What?
Rocky. What?
Am I tripping? I swear.
No, we don't.
Rocky Top after the extra point, and then
that's
down
right.
The field after the touchdown.
Okay, yeah. That's okay. I knew it sung. That's my only thing. I was in my head losing it. Sorry.
Well, state run Jimmy for you. That's all I can say.
That's such a nitpicky kind of thing, though, to say. You know, there's really...
Well, people have been on his butt since he said that Jeff Brohm was our head coach, and that was a completely false report.
We never... That's the weird one about that one, is we never even talked to him.
Yeah.
Like, you go back, you look at the text messages, he can say whatever he wants, but, I mean, we never talked to the guy.
And, like, people still troll him today. Like, last year, it was like, they replied to his tweet, like, can't wait for Jeff Brohm's opener. Like, he's just never going to be able to live that down.
No. But, all in all, I sent you guys the template I made for a Navy jersey and then did a little bit of a tribute to the 80s teams with the stripes on the sleeves. What y'all think?
I don't like the all navy.
You like it, Stackhouse?
I don't like the navy. I don't want a navy uniform.
You just said last hour you did.
No, I want the Vol navy uniform, but I want it.
That is the... Oh, my.
No, goodness. I don't want it to be a solid navy. You can make it a white jersey. Don't, yeah, oh, my
I'm
gosh, me.
Now that I see it, like, I'm not messing with it.
It's Navy's not us, dude. It looks weird. I want a white jersey with navy accents. You want to touch on the Vol Navy without using the sense of the football team. Like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of. Make it white.
So make it white.
Do exactly what I said. Make it cream. Try an all cream jersey. Right?
You can't do a cream jersey on here.
Well, then that's just...
Because Nike doesn't want us to have fun.
Okay, then just do it white with the chest, I mean, with the front and back numbers being Vol orange, right?
Okay.
And then have an outline, like, you know, white and then navy, like a space in between the navy outline.
So, like, do a white home jersey.
Basically, but okay. The white outline with the navy outline and the numbers, and then on the stripes that you got on the side,
actually,
the two orange ones, make those navy as well, and then the neck collar navy, and then you're perfect. And it's sexy, and it says, like, something clean, and then you have a nice white helmet with, like, maybe the Vol Navy flag or something. I don't know, like, something like that. I don't want a navy uniform. I
don't have those images, though. I can't just copy and paste those.
Well, I know that. I'm not asking you. I'm picturing it out for our fans out here. They're closing their eyes and drawing this in their head.
See, the problem is, like, more things go with white than they do orange, obviously, and we'll never wear white at home, so it would be kind of pointless to wear an alternate jersey on the road, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, which we've wore white at home before. We did it against UNLV, and that's when they brought out the Condor Tolloway throwbacks.
You could do it in a big road game. Play Georgia away, play Florida away, play Alabama away, wear an alternate uniform, come in there with some swagoo, drip on their face, and run off into the sunset.
So, would you like to see the blackouts at Death Valley?
Walk in there, thump them in black, dog, 100%. Walk in there, thump them in all black uniform, and then hit the little gritty on the way out. Yeah, dude, 100%.
Oh, hit the gritty.
Oh yeah,
everything but the gritty.
I'd do it all over the field. It'll be hit constantly throughout the season, so just get away for it. Don't act like it's not going to be a touchdown celebration at one point.
Oh, we know.
I've seen Jaw do it. I see it like every game.
Everyone uses it. Every game. Once it gets, it's called. Once it happens, once it's trending, the whole world will just use it until it's no more.
Oh, we are not doing an outline on the jersey numbers.
Why?
Oh, it does not look good.
Dog, you're using a Nike team app, dude, right now. They can make it look good.
No.
In a real art studio.
No, if I can't make it look good, they can't make it look good.
That's just not true. They have true artists out there that draw these up, stencil these in.
All right, so orange numbers or navy numbers?
Orange.
Okay, you want to get orange numbers?
Yeah. I said orange has to be the focal for every uniform.
Okay.
Because even in the black uniforms, the orange is the first thing you see because the black makes the orange pop so much. Same thing with the grays. That's why I kind of didn't like the grays is because I don't know. It was a lot going on with the mountains.
We are 3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're also like 600 and something in orange and white, so I hate that. Statistics and jerseys are silly.
Okay, so this one that I'm sending you guys, it looks more like a 50s or 60s uniform. Almost like a uniform that we wore back in the 40s and 30s. Maybe the 20s.
Oh, yo, that's pretty... But like...
Is that that's not the cream color, is it?
It's not creamy, but...
It's the closest thing to cream that I can get.
Okay, so like with the outline of the numbers, you know what I mean? Like make the number a little bit smaller, but then like you have a cream space between the navy and the orange around the jerseys. You know, like the orange outline white jerseys that we have, the old jerseys.
Do it
like
early 90s.
That outline is what I mean.
You can't do that on
Nike
anymore.
I know, but that's what my idea. I'm trying to paint ideas for you, Jake.
But you know who can let me do it? Under Armour.
Really?
Yeah, you can do it on Under Armour.
You just need to get a laptop, dude. And like,
well, you know, it'd be nice if I had a laptop
sitting right next to me. You think that dude on Twitter that brags about uniforms and stuff would have already thought of something like this, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Let him do his thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd like to see, you know, somebody that actually does uniforms do it.
Oh, yeah. I got my laptop next to me. I'm going to try to mess with it a little bit while we're talking.
Yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to come up with our best designs for a navy, a cream, and incorporate some Pat Summit blue. You're not designing a uniform?
Dog, it's not my job. No. I'm not good at stuff like that. Like, I'd have to, if I really was going to have to do this, I'd spend money on like Adobe Design and actually get into it and copy Photoshop and all sorts of stuff. And if you really want me to do that, I might think about doing it when I get home. I'll look up some stuff and see how easy it is.
Goodness. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Fan Run Radio overtime continues. Back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines we go. Former host of Overtime, Tanner Carson is on the line. What's up, buddy?
Yes, Jay.
Tanner.
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man.
It must be mid-August. It must be multiple weeks from the season starting if this is the main topic, and it's just such heated discussion, right?
We have generated more calls about uniforms than anything that we have talked about sports-related in the past week.
I'm grinding my teeth.
Good for you guys. Good for business. It is what it is.
It is what it is, man. But this is the kind of stuff, and you've seen it too. When you say something as bizarre as cheese belongs on a sloppy Joe, that generates more phone calls than you breaking down a football game.
Hey, I'll
and
say
it
this
blows
real
my
quick.
Mind. It still blows my mind.
Yeah, and I'll say this real quick before I get into the uniform discussion. It's like what Eric Bischoff said, right, Jake? Controversy creates
cash.
Yeah, that's the playbook. That's the playbook. I want to get on my soapbox real quick. But most of the reaction to the Smokey Gray is coming back. It's been pretty positive from what I saw, except if you go to the message boards, some of them are in full meltdown mode over it.
Saying, oh, it's fantastic.
More tradition. Like, this is like...
Don't it's take pretty, my damn tradition!
It's 2022... Majority of schools have been doing alternate uniforms for over a decade. Why are you still crying over, especially since this is a uniform we've already wore multiple times before?
Thank you.
Because they're looking like Will Levis, man. They're in their basements. They're looking like Will Levis crying in front of everybody.
I hope they don't put mayo on their coffee as well, but that's besides
the point. You know they do. If he does it, they're doing it. I put a lemon in my coffee, but that's nowhere near as weird as mayonnaise.
No, not even close. I made a quick little list, okay? Y'all are talking about making your own uniform, so here's my little wish list.
Ooh, okay.
And a lot of this has to do with, since we're going to have a different Smokey Gray uniform for, what, the next four seasons, correct?
The one we're having this year is going to be the one that we had in 2016, 2017, 2015, and then the following 3 years will be a different one each year.
Okay. So here's my wish list for some of these, since they already kind of hinted at, too, in the press release, that they're wanting to incorporate tradition, all that good stuff. So here's something. Tell me what you all think about this. And you can rate these, pizza review ratings if you want to. Mm. So here we go. First one, I want Davy Crockett on the helmet. I want the Rifleman.
Yes!
I do like that idea. I love that idea, actually. I take it back.
I mean, that just goes perfect, especially if you're wanting to keep the outline of the mountains on the helmet.
Right.
That's perfect.
It would fit right well with the skyline.
Second is, and this is pretty basic, but I want it to be done. It's been done enough uniform mock-ups. I want the TriStar.
Do a TriStar. I could rock that.
I think on the helmet would be cool, too. And this is going back to dark mode. So apparently, are we not supposed to be getting the actual black helmets this year? Are we still doing that?
Oh,
that I don't know. I know we're looking at a chrome helmet, but I've not heard anything about a black helmet.
No.
I mean, that's happening.
No.
The chrome helmet is happening.
No, really? That's gross. WKU's was disgusting. I hated
it. That's a little too Kroger-filled for me, but
exactly.
I digress. Exactly.
Oh, that's a good point too. I forgot about theirs. They did it, didn't they? Do it too? Oh, that's gross. No,
they do a lot.
But if we did a chrome Smokey Gray,
it's disgusting. No, chrome is weird.
Okay, we're going a little too
everything
far.
Is chrome in the future.
So here, if we do dark helmets for dark mode, why not just take after the baseball team and just bring back interlocking UT? Simple.
I'm all for that. Can we put the interlocking UT at midfield like it was in the mid-90s?
Thank you. And put the state outline in the middle of PBA again while we're at it, too, Dr. Dan.
Let's just build Stokely back. Let's tear down Thompson Bowling and bring me back Stokely.
Nah, I love the Tommy Ball too much. Let's not do that.
Tear down half of Neyland. I only want it to have 3,000 seats.
you have fun with that. You have fun with that. So... Jake, I got a bone to pick with you. Why are you wanting the Summit Blue in football uniforms? That seems like cultural appropriation.
As a one-off with the numbers. Just the outline of the numbers.
Yeah, just to show respect to a Tennessee legend. I think
and make it
cool.
Look like the one-off gray outline numbers that we had in the late 80s against UCLA.
It'd be cool to do it during like a ladies' month or something like that.
I feel like we're still in Thunder from the Lady Vols by doing that. I feel like the football team can honor Pat, but, you know, not putting blue on the uniforms. That's
we can
me,
do.
Though.
We can actually do like Pat blue wristbands or something like that.
That'd sure. Be, okay, fine. I'm on board with that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Absolutely on board with that. And what was this about you wanting a cream uniform? I feel like that's appropriate in the baseball team as well.
No, there are plenty of teams that do a cream uniform now.
I don't know. That with football just doesn't sound like it as well. I could be wrong, though.
If you could make it work, I could see how it won't work. Well, the thing is, like, we've got the
idea. The thing is, we have the idea of how it could work, and it's basically in the style of Oklahoma's alternate uniform where they have the red sleeves, like just the basic caps on the sleeves. Do it like that. Do like a cream top, cream bottoms. Do navy on the sleeves and then everything else in orange. You can make that work as a Vol Navy tribute.
I feel like the Oklahoma cream is different, though, because that's actually one of their colors. But I don't know. Maybe it could work. I'm more in favor of more cream than whatever navy concoction you're trying to brew up, Jake. I don't know about that.
I mean, you got to honor the Vol Navy.
I said
I
it.
Love boats.
You have to make the orange the focal, and then you can accent that. That's the only way you can go about making UT uniforms.
I love big boats, and
you
I cannot
to
lie.
Accent the orange well. If you can't make a uniform that accents the orange, then just don't use it.
While we're talking about Vol Navy, Jake, did I not hear you like a few minutes ago say something about putting an anchor on the helmet? Do you think we're Vanderbilt?
No, not that kind of anchor. A real anchor.
Okay, I'm making sure.
Like a Mr. Krabs, like what he lives in anchor.
Okay.
Is that
sure.
not what the Vanderbilt anchor looks like?
No.
I've seen it in their locker room.
It's no, it looks like a kindergartner's draw. Or
I've seen the actual anchor in the football locker room. I've been in there. It looks like it's a real anchor.
Okay, well, we'll rock it better than them, and we win one football game. We've done more for the anchor than what they'll ever do for it.
Why an anchor? Why not just a flag?
Because I'm different.
Our Navy doesn't stop. Our Navy continually pushes. We don't put an anchor down. We anchor up, and we push forward. Yeah.
Well, huh? I've got one more almost missed here, and this isn't even Smokey Gray or dark mode. I think you all mentioned throwbacks as well. So not only do I want the Condridge Holloway Road throwbacks to make a return, how about this? And this would be nice too, because Jake, you know about the I would say about early '80s Johnny Majors era home uniforms, or so. I think you can go to the Vol shop. Or Alumni Hall, you know, one of those two, and buy a Reggie White throwback.
I love those.
Why not bring those back?
See, I would love that. Bring those back. I'm actually going to buy one.
Yeah, I think I'd rather see a throwback before one of these Navy or, like, you know, one of our ideas show up first.
What if we just did a different throwback for every home game?
I don't know.
Do big numbers.
I don't know.
Then do the small numbers. Then
I
bring
hate
back
the numbers big, dude. That just—it's because the jersey was so big they had to make the numbers that big. There's no reason in the world that a 190-year-old man should be able to read your jersey number. There's no way. The number was hated. Those jerseys. There's elbow length, like sleeves. That's all the worst things in football history.
Just bring back the tearaway jerseys, Bob Rad. See if you can stop hyperbolic.
Those were made out. They were basically just Walmart T-shirts that someone just printed a number on. The running backs were having to go to the sidelines every third play to get a new jersey. They had a table set up with like 20 jerseys.
They're selling them to them.
No, they weren't selling them.
No, I'm just kidding. That's a great match.
Could you imagine getting a hold of one of those? Just like get a hold of Tim McGee's tearaway jersey that's just ripped to shreds. You just hold up a piece of cloth. Yeah, this is what's left of it.
Well, you know, there's my 2 cents on the uniforms. See what y'all think. Y'all have a good rest of your show.
Appreciate it, buddy. The tearaway jerseys. I thought I would never hear them brought up again.
That's pretty funny. Those jerseys are crazy.
You couldn't tackle anybody. You had to wrap up. Because if you didn't wrap up and tackle, guess what? They were just going to run down the field. Jersey was going to rip. That was it.
I'd rather them rip so you can't get jersey tackles.
Do you realize how much money we would spend on fabric?
It's fine.
You'd have to have 20 jerseys for Hendon Hooker on the sideline.
That's fine, but Hendon Hooker also broke away from half of those jersey tackles and scored touchdowns. So we made money just off of those touchdowns.
He wouldn't even miss his stride at this point.
Yeah, it'd be so sick. Ugh. I hate – bro, that's like one of my least favorite things is watching like –
tackles that were like the jerseys stretched out like 17 inches.
My favorite was just
reeling them back in. I'd much rather see them rip. I think it just ain't no gimme tackles. Wrap up, be a man.
The only weird ones you see now are like if the numbers are stitched on the jersey, they start falling off. Or the nameplate starts ripping off.
Not Ricky Gibson, but the other kid that committed.
Jordan Matthews.
Jordan Matthews, man.
Yeah.
Talking about wrapping up. That kid, in his highlight tape at least, showed nothing but wrapping up. There's no big hits on there. It's just literally him wrapping people up and making form tackles and being aggressive about it.
So here's a bad...
just bringing that up.
Here's a good example of a bad uniform. We're watching the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game from this past year. Vanderbilt has names on the back of these uniforms, but they're in like the Vegas gold, and you can't see it unless they zoom right up on the player.
I didn't even notice they had names on those uniforms, to be honest.
I mean, I didn't know until the camera panned right to it.
Man, at least Vanderbilt started to do something with their uniforms, though, because good God, having black and gold and no cool uniforms at the time, like a cool helmet at least, dude, like, oh my God. You have the ability to do so much with black and gold and just look clean at all times.
It's Vanderbilt.
And they failed at even doing that. Like, just be a clean-looking, terrible school. Just have great uniforms and be terrible at football.
Sorry, this is off topic, but I cannot wait to destroy South Carolina this year. I'm going through Twitter right now, and they just got to commit, and they're being obnoxious as hell.
Wayne Maver got me a ball player!
Yeah, I'm with you though, Davis, dude. I cannot wait. There's a few games. I cannot wait for a lot of these games this year. Like, I cannot wait to just – I cannot wait for Pitt, man. I have
– Yeah, that's an underrated one. And we're on ABC at 2:30 or 3:30.
I really hope we just – I know we are. But God, dude, just dog walk them out of their own stadium just for. I mean, we need to pay them back with what we should have done to them last year, dude. They got so much hype from just beating us and the worst Clemson team in like 12 years.
It's probably the worst they've had since probably 2010.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh my gosh, is that? No, it's 10 years, but still.
12 years.
I'm just seeing so many people just go ahead and give us that win, though. It's making me nervous. Like, what was the stat? When's the last time we beat a Power 5 on the road?
1990.
It's been a while, is the point.
97 UCLA.
Yeah.
Everything else has been neutral site.
Pitt's not a Power 5, dude.
They're in the ACC. What do you mean they're not a Power 5?
They should never be a Power 5 in today's football world.
Stack, they just won the ACC last year.
The weakest the ACC's been in forever was last year, and they got a win.
But they still won
the
conference title.
There's no reason they should ever win that. No, dude. And we should have walked them out of Neyland
if Hendon Hooker
with
starts,
a bowl
we do.
Of tears. Even if he didn't start. We're such a better football team than Pitt, dude. It should not be this big of a game.
I mean, they're a Power 5 team and a Power 5 conference.
No.
And Heupel is 0-2 or 0-3 versus them.
The school as a whole were 0-3. Heupel might be 0-2 against them.
Heupel lost to him at UCF, so I'm not sure.
That was UCF.
Yeah, he lost to him by one at UCF, and I think he...
By one at UCF!
Yeah.
By one! We should be beating him at 45 points! Pitt is... I don't know. The ACC's garbage, and so is every other conference besides the SEC.
But you just said they weren't a Power 5. They're a Power 5. They're in a Power 5 conference.
It's such a weak school. There's no reason at all Pittsburgh should ever. No.
This prediction has us winning 33-27, which I can see most likely. Close game.
I think that's about a 10-point game. I'm thinking like 38-28.
I'm thinking 54-21.
I'm just going to be a nervous wreck that whole day.
I'm not. I have no. There's no way. One, there's no way they're better than they are last year. There's no way they're better than they were last year, and there's no way they should have beat us. And I don't care. I get so angry thinking about that game.
Well, they're not going to be better than what they were last year. They lost a lot. They unexpectedly lost the Biletnikoff Award winner.
Yep.
And Jordan Addison.
Yep. According to this article, their best receiver to replace Jordan Addison is a guy named Kanata Mumpfield. Yes.
I looked him up.
Kanata Mumpfield. If we lose to a guy, I've lose a team with their best, one of their best players being Mupp Fields, your last name, then
I'm telling you, it's not even. It shouldn't even be a talk about game. It should be lumped in with Vanderbilt and Missouri.
God bless.
Hate Pitt, dude. There's just no reason they should ever beat us.
Where did all the Pitt hate come from,
dude? This is how I think. So like last year, like when I watched Oregon beat Ohio State, dude, I gave up on the whole season. Don't care. There's no reason at all we should have lost that game. It's to lose that game is so embarrassing in so many ways to me. It's BS. But it is a first year loss, and I didn't care too much. But dog, if we don't walk in here and embarrass Pitt, I'm going to be pissed off whether we win or lose. I don't care. If we don't embarrass them for last year, dude, they should never think about that win again. They're literally ranked 17th because they beat us and won the ACC. There's just no – the ACC sucked last year. Clemson, if they suck, the ACC sucks. Florida State's garbage. Miami's not good. They're never going to be the same Miami they want to be. They can't even build a stadium because the whole state's going to fall off the edge of the country. It's going to be sucked up into the ocean.
You're thinking of California.
No, Florida's right along with it. You can't build a stadium because of all the swampy land. No, I'm not.
Miami will be back.
I'll go on a whole temper tantrum rant over how bad Pitt should be.
Miami can be back. Arkansas can be back. Tennessee can be back.
And they
Miami
should
cannot
be back.
Be back. I don't know. There's no. There's
They'll
no,
be back.
No.
Miami will be back.
I don't know. There's no reason at all we should even have Pitt as a top three game. I hate that it is. It's so embarrassing that playing Pitt's such a big game this season. It makes me so mad to think about. There's no reason that should be on our minds as a game. We should be worried about Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and shutting Kentucky fans up for the rest of their lives. I hated losing them last year.
Gosh, this 24/7 prediction has Alabama winning 34-31. I will be.
That's a
blackout.
I'll be sick.
By three points. Yep.
That's a pretty. That's pretty good.
I would throw up over that.
I could see that though.
If we lost to Alabama 34-31,
unless Alabama's defense is like a lot better.
Well, here's the thing: do you realize the pain that we would be in? Like that wouldn't just be a damn it we lost. That would be a I am sick to my stomach. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to work for the next 5 days kind of deal.
I was physically ill after the BYU game. I threw up on the way back after the game.
Yeah, that one.
Dude, unless Alabama's defense is a lot better, dog. They gave up 35 to Arkansas, 24 to us, 38 to A&M, 41 to A&M, 21 to Ole Miss. 29 to Florida. They'll probably be a lot better than they were last year, too. That's the only problem.
Well, I mean, they're looking for a championship this year.
Yeah. I think the guys are going to take it from them, though. Snatch it from Saban's hands.
This article is very complimentary, though. I will say that. About Tennessee. Said if there's a loss on the schedule this year for Alabama, this could be it. You're not going to find a venue louder than Neyland Stadium in October when the top-ranked team in the country comes to town, especially if the Volunteers only have the lone blemish to LSU. This is the opportunity for them to arrive nationally again and a chance to end a losing skid to an arch rival and do so on national television in front of a large audience.
Here's if we beat Alabama. Stop it.
It's not even.
This is coming from a national writer making this prediction. This isn't my prediction.
Nothing else to talk about.
If that happens, if you're back, you are back.
No. If you're worried about Pitt, you shouldn't even be talking about Alabama.
I didn't say I was worried about Pitt. You just said they weren't a Power 5 team, and I told you they're a Power 5 team because they're in a Power 5 conference.
I think I just put myself in a bad mood getting so mad about Pitt.
I mean, Kansas is a Power 5 team. What? Washington State is a Power 5
but they're
team.
They're not. Like, Vanderbilt's not a Power 5 team. I don't care.
They're in a Power 5 conference.
They're about to lose
to Hawaii. Just because they're in a Power 5 conference and they're not good doesn't make them a Power 5 or not make them a Power 5 team.
Booty.
Boston College is a Power 5. Northwestern's a Power 5.
Whoa. Boston College is better than Vanderbilt. Okay. Start that there. Meh. Matty Ice.
Duke.
My boy.
Is a Power 5.
Yeah, but Duke was good there for a little second there.
for the ACC standards.
They were not.
For ACC standards, they were pretty decent. For Duke standards, too.
They were never going to be.
Well, nobody said they were.
Oh, my gosh.
But they did have a good couple
of
seasons.
I mean, Pitt
was
good for a minute. Vanderbilt was good for a minute. Northwestern was good enough for a minute.
Yeah, everybody has their time.
Washington State was good under Mike Leach.
I never said nobody can have their time playing out in the sun. But everybody
those
knows.
Are Power 5 schools.
Everybody knows losers got to go back inside.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try to get this show back on track.
Where's Vanderbilt? Back inside. Eating
Stay with
tuna.
Us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Welcome back. Overtime continues. John says, once again, we have fired Philip Fulmer to put mountains on helmets. That was my favorite thing when they first said we were getting Smokey Grays and we were playing at Bristol. Someone said, we fired Philip Fulmer to put mountains on helmets and play at NASCAR tracks.
And then rehired him just to dump our program.
We fired him again to put mountains back on the helmets.
Yep.
I'll never forget that Bristol game. That was wild. That was a crazy game.
That was an interesting game. Just for the simple fact that I wasn't in Knoxville. I was at drill. They had us like down below Birmingham. We're watching it on the TV, and the camera work from that game was atrocious, and that's probably why they will never do it again.
The seats were garbage, bro. We paid a good amount for those seats. There's a guy beside me with like binoculars, and we were on the lower level of the track.
Well, that's the thing about Bristol is even if you're in the lower level, I was 18 rows up from the start-finish line for the All-Star race they did there in 2020. I couldn't hardly see who was walking through the infield. And I'm sitting there trying to imagine like being there at that game. It's like, this would have been the worst football game ever to watch.
Dude, after the first play, I turned to my buddy. I was like, yep, we're not going to be able to see anything.
It's such a cool like idea, but yeah, when executed, it was not done well. But
well, not just from that aspect, but the production aspect for ESPN and everything. It was just all...
Well, if you ever thought you were going to be able to see well buying seats.
I mean, anyone that's ever been to a race there probably knew that you weren't going to be able to see.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
yeah,
like Martinsville, because at Martinsville you can actually see.
Yeah.
Bristol, you cannot.
Yeah, you can't see nothing really at Bristol. It's just...
Well, I'm not the biggest NASCAR guy, so I had no idea. I'd never even been to Bristol before that, so that was my first time.
Well, I'm taking you for a race.
It's a blast, man.
We'll see about that.
No, it is. I'm not going to lie, dude. There's not a lot of fun like a NASCAR race or like even going to a drag race. Like going to an NHRA like show or something like that, dude. Ugh. It's just not a lot of like high octane racing, baby.
Love me some racing.
Yeah, dude. It is a good time. But
speaking of, there's a good possibility Kyle Busch does not end up in the 18 next year.
I honestly, it took me, I found this out pretty, like, not recently, but like a couple years, I guess, maybe three, I don't know, that like, I guess like numbers were actually with teams.
Yeah, numbers
are.
You
don't get to pick your number as a racer. Is that right?
Right. So like.
That's crazy, dude.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., when he left DEI, Dale Earnhardt.
That's why I had to do 88. Okay, so that's when I found out. That's what I meant. That's
so,
a while ago.
Because he wanted to bring the number 8 with him, and Teresa Earnhardt was like, no, you can't do that.
That would put me on an NASCAR so fast. Well, I couldn't pick my own number.
This is
car.
How.
I'd be so mad.
The thing with Teresa, she wouldn't even let Carrie, Dale's oldest son, she would not let him use his name. Because he builds houses.
Mm-hmm.
He had one series called the Earnhardt Collection. She sued him over using Dale's name, image, and likeness, even though it's Carrie's last name.
like just born with this name, image, and likeness. I think that's be like the
few he looks
people.
More like Dale than Dale Jr.
Yeah, he does though. That's what's really crazy. Dale Jr. looks wildly like
his mother.
Yeah, nothing like Dale. But
but I mean, the thing with Teresa Earnhardt, another thing popped up recently when Tyler Reddick took the number 8.
Yeah.
Richard Childress got it back. They originally got that number for Ty Dillon. They were going to use the same font that they used at DEI because the reason they had those fonts of numbers was because they got them from Richard Childress. Dale Earnhardt was like, I want to use the same font, so that's why the 8 was shaped the way it was, the 1 and the 15 and all that.
Yeah.
That's why I think it was Ross Chastain and Trackhouse got in trouble for using the 1 in the font that they did was because she sued them or was going to file a complaint for name, image, and likeness. So they had to change the font of that, and that's why when you see the 8 on the track now, it's cut off at the corners because Teresa Earnhardt threw a fit.
Dramatic. That's all that is, man. That's some drama. I don't get into that. I hate people that just look for any and everything just to start something. That's just insane to me.
I mean, she's the reason that Dale Earnhardt Incorporated doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's a reason Chip Ganassi brought her or bought her share of the company once they merged out was because he knew she wasn't going to put forth the effort. She hadn't put forth the effort in a long time. That's why Dale Earnhardt Jr. no longer raced for his dad's company that he founded.
Yeah, dude. Burn her to the ground. I'm just going in on this woman right now.
I'm sorry. It is
I hate this woman!
Sorry, I'm going to change the subject again real quick. I just had to say,
no.
So I'm on Wildcat Layer, Kentucky's message board for football. And
you know that is.
Of course,
you've been on there before.
About Chris Doering predicting them to go to 11-1 this year. And
read me the comments. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So the first guy says the only loss to UT ? Well, I would hate losing to those low down dirty snitches going 11-1, beating UGA and making the SEC.
When have we ever snitched on Kentucky?
What a wild selection of words. Snitches. I hate them tattletalers. They told on me.
Good night.
Dog, give me another. Hit me, Davis. Hit me with some epiphany juice, dude. That's not the
I'm
right
I'm
word.
Trying to look for the crazy ones. Most of these people are, it seems like, level-headed. Next one says, I have to agree on Tennessee being an L. Until the Cats prove otherwise, that will be their worst showing of the season. For some reason, UK just doesn't have it in them to beat the Vols. Sad state of affairs, to say the least. Fran Kersey teams could do it, but since then it has been long droughts, like once every 25 years. Now prove me wrong, Cats. I would like nothing better.
That might be the saddest thread from any message board that I have ever seen. And you know what they're going to be doing.
Sounds like our callers when they call about Florida. We're talking about this is sad, dude.
When Kentucky comes to town, they're going to be sounding something like this. Can you keep playing that bumper until I tell you to stop?
Wait.
For what?
Just keep playing it.
Not you. Dave said wait.
I got another good one.
Okay.
Hold on. This guy said, I'm putting large, in all caps, money on us losing to UT this year on the money line, and I will be happy to lose it. And then a guy replies, this is along the lines of a farmer washing his car and hanging clothes out during a drought. I hope you lose all your money.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
Oh my gosh!
These people—that's
some dark. Like, be happy to just bet it on us.
That is.
What? Didn't we take like Florida's like spread that game? By the time we beat them, like most people were like, you know what? There's just no way. And then we ended up beating them. It's like the same thing, dude. That sounds like just our fans, but in blue sometimes.
This is just
there's sad. There's sad folk out there for every team. That's what that proves right there.
That might have been the worst day in Tennessee sports history. Come
what?
To think of it, when everyone had racked up all that money because you got the deposit bonus on, on FanDuel. We're all betting. We're all making money. I put everything that I had. because I had just won the bet for Chase Elliott to win the championship. I used my $50 free bet on him to win the championship, and that was before he won at Martinsville. Because in order for him to win the title, he would have had to have won Martinsville and won the next race in Phoenix. He did. I put all of that on the Florida spread. And it just so happened to be the one game that Jeremy Pruitt decided to cover the spread.
Say, dude.
Okay, one more. I got to get this one out. So this guy says, no way we lose to UT and beat Georgia. Dude is on crack. And then the next reply to that one says, right, we go 13-2. We lose to Alabama and Atlanta for our first loss.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Then we beat Ohio State in the college football semi, and then we lose to Alabama again in the final.
Wait a minute. They said they beat Ohio State?
Yeah, ain't no way, boy!
Beat OSU in the college football semi, and then lose to Bama again in the final.
That might be the worst thing that I have heard.
There'd be some delusional people out there, dog. Talk about
since
delusion.
Starting here at Fan Run.
That's
Radio.
Crazy, dog. Not a day in my life, dude. If Kentucky beat Ohio State, dude, you wouldn't hear from me for like a week. You wouldn't hear from me for like a week and a half plus, dog. I'd be blacked out from Monday to Monday of July, dude. It'd be bad. It'd be a bad time for me.
You know what? I think that's a good note to end on.
Yeah.
Play my outro music. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Davis.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stack.
Thank you.
Something else coming up next right here on WKGN. Tune in tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.